107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. It's almost that time. It's ready to take the stage in November. We're talking about Perth County players. Michelle Cutts is here. We're going to be talking about the Panto that will be hitting the stage. And Michelle Cutts, big Blue Jays fan, is here.
Yes, big Blue Jays fan. I know it's so hard to be talking about theater 3 weeks away when we just can't get past the next 2 days.
Go Jays go.
Go Jays go.
And go Perth County players. How exciting is this? Doing a panto once again. We're going to be talking about this show, but let's remind folks what a panto is all about. So this is, in terms of Perth County players, their second staging of a panto. But for those not familiar with this sort of genre of theater, what's it all about?
Yeah, it's a traditional English tradition that generally does happen kind of around the holidays. And it is called a pantomime, but there's no miming. It's very, very interactive and very loud. So it's generally a comedy. It's generally some kind of legend, folktale, fairy tale kind of story. But it has some audience participation. So it's really fun for all ages, little kids, adults have a blast of all ages. And where you kind of get to cheer on the good guys, boo all the bad guys, and really kind of yell in the middle of the show. So it's just lots and lots of fun, really great comedy.
Yeah, which you don't often get to do in a theater setting, shall we say?
Yeah,
you
know, normally it's like be quiet, don't, you know, you can clap and that's it. And this is, you know, the more you can, the louder you can be, the better.
Yeah.
And often Drayton's done them in the area, but no one else has really done them in the area before.
No, sure, absolutely.
So we're happy to bring it back to Stratford again.
All right. It was staged last year, so we have a brand new production. It's called Robin Hood and the Babes in the Wood.
Correct. Yeah. So obviously the legend of Robin Hood, and then there's a legend of Babes in the Wood, which has kind of been put together. And we just have, you know, we have some absolutely dynamite characters this year. Yes, of course, there's your classic Robin Hood and Friar Tuck, and the sheriff. But the sheriff's got two sidekicks that just will make you laugh, roll over in laughter. And then we have Nurse Nellie Knickerlastic.
Okay, let's talk about this. And this is kind of also in the panto tradition, shall we say.
Yeah, yeah. There's generally always a character called the Dame. And it's done normally done in drag. And this year it is Nurse Nellie Knickerlastic. And she's played by the fabulous Doug Peterman.
Oh, my gosh. And we've chatted with Doug Peterman here at the radio station. And I think it's worth the tickets alone just to see Doug, because I've seen some of the early makeup or some of the early staging. I didn't even recognize Doug.
Yeah, it's incredible. You have no idea. His wig and all of his makeup and his high heels that he wears and all of that. Yeah, no, a lot of people are going, that's Doug? Yeah. And he's really gotten into it. And again, just very fun, very funny, very lighthearted.
Yeah, and let's talk about who's directing this show.
Tony Benton is directing, and many of you may remember him. He was the jester in Once Upon a Mattress. He was Kris Kringle, or a.k.a. Santa Claus, in The Miracle on 34th Street. So he's been with Perth County Players for a long time, but this is his first time directing.
Oh, very good.
So it's his directorial debut, and he is himself British. So he really knows and understands the traditions of panto and bringing them from across the pond. And he's been really able to put his mark kind of on it, and it's been really great having him in that chair.
Nice. And there is music through this, shall we say. There is music featured, if you will.
Yeah, it's definitely not a musical, but it's classic, some classic songs as well as some fun new songs.
Okay.
So they're, you know, songs you'll definitely think that are familiar. So things, I don't want to give it away, but definitely things you've heard on the radio before,
right,
or heard on Broadway before. They're not necessarily original songs.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
definitely kind of spoofs of ones.
But it's yeah. part of the fun. It's part of the comedy and part of the magic of a panto. So it's Robin Hood, Babes in the Wood, and again taking place at the Stratford Intermediate School.
Yeah, the theater that's in the Stratford Intermediate School, which was also known as the old Stratford Central and behind the library there, for those who still aren't quite used to calling it Stratford Intermediate School. And tickets are on sale at perthcountyplayers.com. And show opens November 21st, runs for 2 weekends, matinees and evenings.
Yeah, and tickets are available only online, is that right? Or
only online. They will be available at the door if we're not sold out, but don't take that chance.
Right,
yeah. Tickets are selling fast, so definitely go to perthcountyplayers.com.
All right, and a brand new symbol, if you will, for the Perth County Players. There's a brand new look, shall we say.
Yeah, we do have a new logo. We had a fantastic logo for many years, but as technology has evolved, we weren't really able to evolve the logo. So we do have a new logo. So still the same people, still the same great company, lots of familiar faces.
But a lot of new faces for this show coming up.
Yeah, Robin Hood, it's his first big show. He's done a lot of other kind of reenactment stuff, Desmond Coles in the community, but it's his first show. Friar Tuck's first show.
Yeah. And Doug Peterman, show with Perth County Players,
First show with Perth County Players. Yeah, Doug's done a lot of community theater in the past, but he took a break for a long time, and now he's back too. So lots of new faces, but still some familiar ones as well.
Yeah, for sure. So get your tickets. We'll share the details on our socials and mystratfordnow.com. But again, remember, these are all volunteers helping out with something like this. Not only on stage, but backstage. This is community theater.
It's true community theater. And I think that's what I think we all love about it, is that it is a community, and it, you know, in a world that is struggling with community and can be very polarized, it's so nice that we can come together and have so much fun together, and an audience gets to be a part of it too.
Yeah, and be a part of it. It is Perth County Players getting ready for the Panto Robin Hood and the Babes in the Wood, and taking to the stage kicks off November 21st. We'll share the details on our socials. Michelle Cutts, thanks for the details, Michelle.
Thanks, Jamie.
And go Jays.
Go Jays.